Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy, and we're just... on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Breeze, where's our friends at this morning?
Oh my God, they're pouring in both doors.
Let them in.
Oh, Carol's here. She says, I have a day off from school. Love to see that. Is it a snow day? If there's no snow on the ground? Or is it just a freeze day?
It's just a day off.
It's a freeze day. Just a freeze day. Yeah, all those students and teachers who... had plans to get up and go to school today. It's not going to happen for you. No. Unfortunately, I know you were all chomping at the bit to get on the bus. Amy from Sodus is here. She says, good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodus checking in. My vibes are great. Tomorrow I have my heart procedure. I can't wait to get back to the gym and chasing my grandsons. I have a few weeks left and I'll be listening to you guys.
Hope it goes well.
While I'm off. So she'll be laid up listening to us. Love to see it. Hope everything goes well, like Moose said. Yeah. This person, Nico and Steve are here.
What's up?
Good morning from Nico and Steve. Vibes are up today. Gonna stop at Salvatore's on the way home from work and use that gift card we got from us, which was amazing. Thank you so much for that. Have a great day. We love you guys.
Pizza Wednesday. I thought they were big Pizza Thursday guys.
Oh, maybe they're just doing it a day early.
Do those gift cards expire?
I know, right?
They had until today.
Gotta use it up.
They had until today to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Glad the vibes are up, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Unreal. Yeah, what about you? Vibes?
I mean, they're pretty good.
Did you sleep last night or were you up all night at the window?
No, I made it a point to sleep hard last night.
Good.
You gotta pop a little something.
Gotta.
Then, you know, sleep
so
like a...
important.
Slept like a corpse. But that's why, you know, I needed it. I so needed it.
Right.
I was in bed at 8:45, and I remember my head hit the pillow, and then all of a sudden the alarm was up going off at like 3:55, and I'm like, oh, it's gonna be a day. You could feel how cold it was just through the wall.
Freezing.
You know, and it makes it so much harder to want to get up. This is the type of weather... This is really telling with how many people stick to their New Year's resolutions. Because when you're trying to get after it in the gym and keep to your regimen,
right.
This weather right here is what keeps people from doing it. You do not want to work out in this weather.
You do not.
You do not feel motivated at all.
You
and
do not.
I give a lot of props to the people I saw out my window yesterday just running, outside running.
Yeah, I couldn't be me.
No.
Couldn't be me.
But the vibes are up. My very close buddy, Chuck, is coming in from Allentown, Pennsylvania this weekend. So we're going to be hanging.
Pause.
Yeah.
Any update on your long-lost high school friend? Have you hung out yet?
Well, we're supposed to be making plans for this weekend. Haven't done that yet. And my other buddy's coming into town. So I'll squeeze it in.
Right.
reunited and it feels so good.
What was this guy's name?
Who?
Your Nars? Oh, no, that's what he said to you. Rars.
Yeah, Rars. It's cool.
It.
Like, I, for those of you don't know, I had a very close high school buddy lost touch with after high school.
Yeah.
And then he reached out last week on Instagram. I was looking for the dude. Couldn't find him. I thought he died.
Couldn't find
and
him.
And he just texted me last week, and now I'm really looking forward to reconnecting, you know?
You're going to crush it.
What's up with you?
So last night I finished, have you ever watched White Lotus?
Yes. I didn't finish it. I watched the first season.
So, thoughts?
I was confused.
I love it.
My
girlfriend's like, it's so good. I was like, well, I don't
the
get
the reason I stopped watching was because it didn't hold my interest for long enough.
It didn't it doesn't make any sense to me.
After season one, I'm like, I'm good. So yeah. I didn't go back to it. There's too much content out there, you guys.
Everyone's like, it's so good. It's so good. And I'm just like, am I wrong?
You know what's good? The Jerry Springer documentary.
Oh, I did
finish
that
yesterday. That's good.
So yeah, I don't know if I'm going to continue White Lotus. The new season's coming out in February. I think that's why she was like, let's watch it because she's already seen it. But I don't know. I don't think it was for me, and that's okay. And that is okay. But other than that, I mean, like, yeah, vibes are vibing. I don't know. I'm in my homebody era right now.
Yeah.
I'm just freezing. I mean, like, I do my wellness stuff. I go to the gym. I go to the sauna. And then I go home. Like, that's what I do.
That's kind of what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people are doing. All these people showed up. I saw last night at Jiva Theater to go see a show. I'm like, well, that's good for you guys, but no thank you. Like, you walk outside.
No.
Your skin is freezing.
Right.
Like, I don't, that's not, this is not like, what a perfect evening to go out on the town. No, thank you. Anywho, all right, guys, big story of the day. Thank you for all the good vibes this morning. The Seneca Park Zoo has something major in the works. And I don't know. I think Breezy and I might have an opportunity here to help out with this one. This project they're doing has a hefty price tag of $100 million.
Oh,
I guess Zubra's pulling in some real coin. All that food they're not selling when you're there? Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to talk about it.
All right, we'll talk about it. Coming up next.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The Seneca Park Zoo is set for a major transformation with a new design for its renovation, including a new tropics building. That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That does sound really nice.
What does this mean exactly?
Well, the project has a hefty price tag of $100 million, Breezy, with taxpayers covering more than half of the cost. Taxpayers, and let's not forget about Zubru, all that money they were bringing in last summer.
Stop.
Selling popcorn and $12 beers. I can't even talk about this right now. I'm still sick over Capenzi passing away.
I know.
She was a good giraffe. Oh, it breaks my heart.
Thank God we got to see her one more time before she head out.
I know. Even though she had a massive tumor the size of the moon on her neck.
Yeah.
That made her develop poor posture. She still was our special little lady.
She was.
She really
was. She really got after it.
Most of the construction is set to be done in the front of the zoo. The animals that had habitats there were moved back further into the zoo or sent to other zoos years ago. Hey, we're building something here. Get the hell out.
They're like, where am I supposed to go? You brought me here.
We're shipping you out.
Literally.
The zoo does plan to bring some of those animals back once construction is complete, but this is still years away. I mean, the county is searching for a contractor to bring the new design to life. We'll do it. Breezy and I will do it.
Yeah. How hard can it be?
Do you own any tools?
Draft up a couple of blueprints.
I own a wrench and a Phillips flathead.
I have a screwdriver.
You gotta, yeah, that should be enough to build a zoo.
We'll be good. We'll be so good.
The zoo is also preparing to welcome more than a dozen new animals, species, once the expansion is complete. I mean, the project hasn't even started. Very early stages. timetable-wise, yeah, there's a way to go, but the new design is complete. They know what they want it to look like. Some of the funding is secured, but the county still needs to put the project out to bid and find a contractor who will build it within the $100 million budget. I'll tell you guys what right now. Breezy and I will do it for $99
million. We got you guys. What a bargain. What a bargain.
Can you imagine what that would look like?
No. Well, I mean, my uncle designs houses, so not houses, like buildings, corporate buildings. So it's, we can help. We can get them.
Nothing out to do with you. Yeah. Okay.
We can help.
Very interesting parental confidential this morning. We got a message from Marcus from Greece, very much against his wife and mother-in-law getting their daughter's ears pierced because his daughter is only a few months old. He says he just feels that if you're going to make any modifications on someone's body, they should be old enough to give you consent or not.
True.
How many of you think Marcus has a point? Give us a call, 585-252-9800. Let us know what you think. We'll get to Marcus's message coming up next.
Unbelievable.
Never once has it ever been anonymous. Let's go over to Marcus from Greece.
Literally. We like literally blast out your social security number, so there's that.
Marcus from Greece says absolutely.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Not when it comes to getting his daughter's ears pierced. And now he's up against both his wife and his mother-in-law. Yeesh. Got worse. Here's the Facebook message we received yesterday from Marcus for Parental. Hey, what's up, guys? I love the show. I usually hear people write in, but I thought I'd shoot you a message, see if I hear back. So my wife and I are not agreeing in regards to whether or not to get our daughter's ears pierced when she turns 6 months old. My wife is in favor of it because her mother had her ears pierced when she was a baby, and she always felt cool that she was one of the few girls growing up that had them pierced. Well, she also claims that it will be better for us to do it now because it will be easier for her to clean, care for them, and prevent infection while she's an infant as opposed to when she's a little girl. I, on the other hand, am opposed to getting my daughter's ears pierced for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. For one, I don't want to hurt my daughter just because she may look cuter with her ears pierced. I realize it's not excruciating pain we're talking about here, but it's still unnecessary pain. Unlike a vaccine, which serves a real purpose, I also feel like letting my daughter get her ears pierced when she's older, it will be a bigger deal at that point and will almost serve as a milestone in her young life. I'm a big girl now. I have my ears pierced to prove it, sort of thing.
Right.
I just think part of why I'm really annoyed, too, is because my mother-in-law made a comment when the baby was only a few weeks old to my wife that we're definitely getting her ears pierced at 6 months.
Oh.
And my mother-in-law has overstepped her boundaries at different times throughout our relationship, and I feel like this is an instance where I really want to put my foot down or else risk being told how I'm going to parent my daughter moving forward. I'm just trying to figure out ways to resolve this because I would feel really bad if I lost it on my mother-in-law, but she is the type of person that likes to push boundaries. All right. That's came in from Marcus from Greece.
Yikes. That's not great. That's
He's
not great at all.
Totally against getting his daughter's ears pierced, who sounds like she's only a few months old, but he's up against his mother-in-law and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So how old
were
you?
Two against one.
How old were you when you got your ears pierced? I was 18.
Literally.
Piercing pagoda, baby.
I must have been in middle school, but it was like a huge deal.
You didn't do it when you were an infant.
No. Mm-mm. No. It was like a big... I think it was like when you turn 13, you can get your ears pierced.
Oh,
and it
really?
Was like, now I know, you're a woman.
I know so many people that do it when their kids are like... Their daughters are less than a year old.
Yeah. Well, I do understand why. Like, just because, to their point, it is easier to clean. They won't remember it, you know, things like that. But I also just worry about, I don't know, like sleeping on it and
when they're that young,
they're a child, yeah. Ripping it out. I don't know. I guess you get used to it because it's always a part of you, right? You don't really know any different, but
yeah,
I understand where he's coming from when it comes to consent.
How many of you agree with what Marcus is saying? 585-252-9800. Let's go over to this person weighing in first. Guy's name is Jeff. I'm with this dad. I do not agree with piercing a child's ear without their consent. Also, any piercer with worth their training won't pierce a child, and going to get them done with a gun is a bad idea. Well, how else would they do it?
They can do it with like a needle. There's different ways to do it, but I think the gun works fine because
I do too.
You can do it two at once.
Yeah.
Just
see, I get my ear
even
pierced.
Just thinking about it, I'm like, ooh.
Because all my friends went on spring break. I wasn't allowed to go. So I wanted to feel like, hey, I got crazy too over spring break.
Right.
So my cousin took me to the Mall at Grace Ridge at Piercing Pagoda. I got my ear pierced. My dad was pissed.
He lost it.
Well, my grandma from Italy is coming into town. And he's like, she can't see that. You got to take it out. So I took it out. And then as soon as she left, I re-punctured the hole. Like in the bathroom full of blood. I was like, really? I don't know why I wanted my ear pierced that bad. It's
yeah,
just one earring.
What
left.
What was the vibe?
And it was a loop. And then that turned into a big fake diamond stud.
Just one ear, huh?
Yeah, just the one ear.
Right.
Sue says, I'm on the dad's side, too. We had twin daughters. And Norm, my husband, and I even considered getting their ears pierced when they were babies. For us, it's as simple as their body's their choice to decide whether or not they want to have their ears pierced later on. Also, the reason of it'll be cute is not a good reason because babies are already cute.
True.
Came in from Sue. Not all.
Not all. That is true.
Sorry.
That is true. We got some texts coming in. Let's get to them. This person says, I had mine done when I was 8 because it was a milestone situation. But in many Latin cultures, it's common to do it as a baby. My daughter had hers done at 2 months. And it turned out fine. She felt unique. Either way, it really is fine.
Well, it is is a culture thing, sure. I got a lot of friends who are Indian, and mm-hmm. when their daughters are born, that's one of the first things they do is pierce their ears.
They're like not even clean. They're like, they have a gun in the delivering room, a piercing gun. And then they also go on to say they don't do it with a gun when it's a baby. They generally just do it with a
hot needle
piercing earring.
No, that's us.
And it's very fast and painless. Right.
Right. You won't feel a thing. I promise you.
This person says, my mom and dad dropped me off at my grandmother's for a date night when I was a baby and picked me up with pierced ears. My mother was furious. I agree with the father. He absolutely should voice his opinion and stick firm with his boundaries.
Yep.
And then this person said, the earrings are tiny and cute, but sharp. And then they cover it so it doesn't hurt. That was my biggest fear or like concern. If you're piercing the ear with a piercing earring, the back of it is like really sharp
It
obviously has to go through it. So how does it protect the baby's like ear underneath, or like side of their neck underneath the ear type of thing?
Julia says maybe she doesn't want to have pierced ears. I never did. Why should you have to put those standards on her? Next thing you know, that's leading to a pierced tongue. Well, that's extreme. I waited until my daughter was old enough to ask. And the first time she was 4, they got infected and we had to let them close up. The second time she was 7. Once again, they got infected. A girl getting her ears pierced is super common. And yes, it looks adorable on them. but it is a discussion between both parents. Tell your mother-in-law to stay out of it.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. And then Mark says, I think all forms of body modification should have the consent of the person whose body is being modified. Sure, it's not a big deal to have your ears pierced, but it's the principle of it. I'm with this dad and telling his wife no. Marcus, people are on your side on this one, buddy.
Right.
You know, and you have every reason to feel how you're feeling. That's valid, of course. But like I said, it's tough because you're up against your wife and your mother-in-law. You should take this segment and play it at the dinner table tonight in front of both of them.
I'm sure that will go over swimmingly. Truly.
Let them know you do risk your mother-in-law taking over if you don't put your foot down now. You know what I'm saying?
This person says, my parents did mine at 2 weeks old. LOL. Italian family.
Yeah.
Right. Like
2 weeks old.
I just like, I mean, what's the difference of like getting ears pierced and getting a tattoo? You know? I mean, I guess there is a difference.
Well, first of all, a tattoo, there's a lot more pain that comes with that. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. A lot of blood.
Don't you have a tattoo? You have a tramp stamp.
Ew, me?
No. Yeah. Oh, you don't.
I only have one tattoo. Oh my God, it's probably gone with my spray tan, but I got a tattoo in white ink when I was in Daytona Beach.
No.
It's gone. I lost it. Whoopsies.
You don't like tattoo a riding lawnmower right above your bikini line?
No, I'm so good. Did you?
I've been tempted once or twice. All right, let's keep the train on the tracks here. Marcus, thanks for the call, the message, buddy. We appreciate that. Good luck. Have the conversation with your wife and mother-in-law. Be stern about it.
He should honestly pull a, like, well, if she's going to do it, so am I. I'm also going to get my ears pierced. I don't think the wife would like that very much, but what do I know? Or maybe she's into it. She's like, okay, hot.
Listen, I envy some of these guys who are older age. Some of them do look really good with pierced ears. Like, it works for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't pull that off now.
Yeah. I get it.
Like the gauges?
No, that's where I draw the line.
You know what I'm saying?
They make me physically ill. There's gauges the size of your ring light. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, I guess. All of a sudden, someone's playing basketball through the
ear hole. Can you imagine if I came home with gauges in my ears as a kid? The one piercing was bad enough. My father would have. Oh my God, it makes me sick. You would have ripped it out of my ear and hula hooped with it, you know?
Oh my God. What if it snaps?
Oh, it's so bad.
No, I'll puke.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Stay there.
98 PXY.